Kevin, yeah, good to meet you. Obviously not able to play at the moment, but you must be excited about your new challenge at Crawley.
I know, yeah. Today I was expecting that I can play, but unfortunately I couldn't play because I was waiting for international paper. So it couldn't happen today, but I will keep working and waiting for next game. And then I hope they might give me a chance to improve myself and then to the Crawley people.
Yeah, that must be frustrating for you. I guess you're expecting today to have the clearance, but hopefully for next week?
Yeah, of course. Like, I was like in the team to start like first 11, but I have to be pulled out from the score. It's no good like traveling and then prepare your head for the game, and then in last minute you have to go out. But of course, like I say, this happened in football. I'm strong, so I'm prepared for the next game already.
And so, of course, you've been training with the team. I mean, obviously, there's quite a strong Chelsea connection here with the manager and a couple of other players. You must be made to feel welcome already.
Yeah, it's true. It's making me feel like more like comfortable. And then, because I know some boys from academy, and I play against someone back in the days. And then Dermot is my coach. He's been my coach since under 15. So that makes me like comfortable being crawling and trying to play my football.
I suppose you didn't know too much about Crawley, the club itself, did you?
No, I didn't, that's true. To be honest, I didn't, but I'm looking forward to know about Crawley and give my heart for Crawley.
So a word about the manager. I mean, he's obviously has a background of being a development coach, so he's obviously brought in players like you and Billy Clifford that he knows. So you obviously know what he's about.
Yeah, I know everything about them, like, you know, everything about me. You know how to get the best for the players. So I think that's the reason why he brought me here, because you know what I can do. And then, of course, like, the way he's trying to build the club and the players he's trying to bring in, I think all connect. So I think we're going to work well together.
And, of course, you've been playing out in Finland, so, you know, a bit of a change to then move to England, but I presume that's not a problem for you.
It's not a problem because I've been playing in some other countries, like I've been playing in Poland and Romania and Finland, and I've been in Portugal too, so I think I got a little bit for every country in me, plus in England too. I've been here like 5 years ago, so I'm ready for any challenge.
And as you say, you're expecting to be in the team, so I'm sure you'll probably be starting fairly soon, I'd expect. What do you make of the standard of League Two football that you've seen so far?
Well, it's still football. There's nothing changed. People are looking forward to win the game, and it doesn't matter how you're going to play football. You just need to win like 3 points. I think it doesn't matter the level you're playing, so the objective is the same. You're looking for 3 points. You're looking to get promoted. You're looking to win the league. So it doesn't matter if it's League Two, League One. It's all the same situation.
Of course, you've been away on international duty. Obviously, play for Guinea-Bissau. How proud are you to play for them? Obviously, you played for Portugal as a youngster.
Yeah, I was playing for Portugal since under 15 to under 21s. And then I feel myself like I'm not going to have a chance to play for Portugal A team. So my mom is from Guinea-Bissau. And then this year, they was playing for African Nation qualification. So I was thinking that it can be like a good opportunity to help them and to qualify. So that happened. And then we qualified for African Nation. So I'm really proud to play for Guinea-Bissau and then help them to achieve this African Nation stuff.
And so that must be something really to look forward to. You know, the best players in the world playing the African Cup of Nations. You must look forward to that.
Of course, I'm looking forward to play, but I know that Ghana will play there and someone other like nationality. And I've been playing with some of the guys back in Chelsea, like Didier Drogba and all the guys. So I was expecting to see one of them there, and then it will be nice.